Empresario magazine presents, Xochitl Contreras, Juarez needs men and women with vision, workers with strategy and a lot of passion. I spoke with Xochitl Contreras, a computer systems engineer graduated from the Technological Institute of Ciudad Juarez, who has dedicated a good part of her life to political activism within the National Action Party, a young woman, with a vision of service to the community. How do you perceive the people of the Juarez community today? The citizen of Juarez needs to be listened to and, above all, cared for by the public servant. It is something that unfortunately has not been had in all spheres of government, and this generates resentment because that approach, that frank, direct contact with people has not been seen. As citizens, we know that perhaps dealing with citizens is not easy, but personally, I have always really liked having that relationship with all citizens. My experience allows me to be in direct and fraternal contact with people, to know their needs, listen to them and help them. When I had the opportunity to be counselor, the role allowed me to help so many citizens who had great needs. Xochitl, your latest assignment is the presidency of the PAN Municipal Committee. How has the work been in this activity during this time that the PAN was once again the opposition in the city and in the country? Nowadays there is great citizen annoyance against this government emanating from Morena. In Ciudad Juarez we have a destroyed, abandoned city. It has no maintenance. The parks are destroyed, abandoned. Our streets are totally destroyed and it is something that is perceived citizen nuisance. As president of the National Action Party, I have had the opportunity, first of all, to see the life of National Action in Ciudad Juarez. We have had endless activities. We have worked a lot hand in hand with citizens in the neighborhoods, in the streets. When I was looking for the presidency of the party too committed to have that direct contact, that approach with the citizens, that listening, because they express that they are interested in being listened to, that we understand them. Today there is an alliance that was unthinkable in the past. Together pre-PAN PRD, how do you perceive this alliance and obviously what is its historical perspective? I know that it seems incredible that today we are united with the PRI, with the PRD, and with citizens of civil society, hand in hand working with citizens because they are concerned about the situation that the country has at the moment and how concerned we are convinced that it is for this reason that we have decided to unite to be able to recover this country. We have seen that in the budget of the federal government currently they really punished the items for medicine, for daycare. They punished the budget of the state governments that are different from those of Morena and that budget that is being used simply and simply is being allocated and provide social support. We are in favor of continuing social programs as long as they are for citizens who do require them. Copyright 2024 Grupo Editorial Zer Empresario. All rights reserved. Any opinion expressed in the various contents of this podcast is the responsibility of the person who expresses it and does not necessarily reflect the position of this publishing house.